X Mobile.
Patrick, we are not going to have any eggs today, I'm sorry to say. They slowed down again.
I missed the first part of it.
This is Gerald TR. I just was saying that we're not going to have any eggs today because they slowed down again because of the heat, Patrick.
Kind of Miss Bernice's dish she sent with me last week if she won't send it back.
There's no hurry on it, and that she can wait, Patrick, but appreciate it.
I appreciate everything y'all to help me with, and definitely enjoy it, and look forward to sitting down with you again for a few minutes anyway.
Have you? Well, I had to go down to the gun shop today and get a couple of screws removed out of the receiver. I had a couple of 632 or 440s, I don't know which one. And I was trying to get the screws out to mount a scope on this little 22 bought for my grandson. And his dad bought it. And I used a hollow ground screwdriver, and two of them come out just fine. Those last two, I started to take them out, and I didn't ruin the top of the screw. I had sense enough to stop. But I went down there on Wade Hampton by the Pizza Hut, not far from Highway 14, and I wish I'd have went there in the first place. Those guys are just really nice down there.
Yeah, what was the name of that place?
If you're coming from our house and you go up Highway 14 till you get to Wade Hampton, just turn right like you're turning back into Greer. And it's just down the road a little bit on the right side, right there, just before you get to McDonald's. You know where I'm talking about? I can't tell you the name of it. It just says Guns out on the front of it.
Exactly where you're talking about. It's right there in the strip mall with Little Caesar's Pizza and a couple other things there. I've been in there a couple times.
Referred there by a fellow Ham, and like I said, I wish that I went there in the first place. Those guys are real gentlemen, and they have really nice selection, and it's cheaper, as a matter of fact. But it's just a nice place, and it's local, and I like that.
It's when you meet people that do what they say they're going to do and take pride in their work. Sorry about the delay there, having to get a load up for people that don't value their lives.
Wouldn't want to argue with your truck. Man, oh man. Yeah, I felt bad about that because I know enough to use a hologram, little set screws, where you put the Pickaninny rail on it, you know? And I have a scope, and I was going to put it on there for him. It's just a spare I had. And at any rate, got that cleared up. And then I went to the car wash, and I thought, well, I better go get some change. I waited out there for 15, 20 minutes in the drive-thru because they had a new intern. You know, he's a very nice young man. Don't misunderstand me. It was a pain in the butt. And when he got all done, he says, sorry for the delay. He was a trainee. And I said, he says, is there anything I can do for you? I said, yeah, reimburse me for that quarter of a tank of gas I just idled out. I said, I'm just kidding. I said, all of us got to learn.
And most people don't value that. They think you're able to learn it instantly. And you can't. It takes time to learn a skill. You're not going to pick it up instantly. It used to aggravate me about guys coming into this industry. Thinking they're going to walk in off the street, don't know nothing about working on a car, and instantly going to be the mechanic or the technician. And it's just like, nah, you got a few years yet.
First started in a machine shop, I was doing things that the guy that had been there for quite a few years, he couldn't read blueprints for one thing, and I don't know how he got by with it that long. He had friends in the front office, He was a lineman, and he just didn't know general purpose control. And so I went in one time and asked for a raise. And I wanted to be a electrician, and I was a B at the time. And the superintendent said, nope, it takes 4 good years to make a good machinist. And he says, I believe it'll take 4 good years to make an electrician. Well, I didn't agree with that at the time because I was trying to feed a family and 2 children. But you know what? Those with the gold make the rules. That's the golden rules. And I believe now, looking back on it, he was right.
What I used to tell guys about coming into the automotive industry, it's 5 to 10 years before you really get your feet under you and know what you're doing. You know, there's the odd occasion somebody will pick it up quicker, but for the most case, it's 5 to 10 years before you get your feet under you, get your tools built up that you need without going broke and get into the industry and stable.
Even in the automobile parts supply, because those guys, well, I worked in, my first year after I got out of service was in selling electrical apparatus, and most of it was to mine power equipment stuff, big, big stuff, but some of it was small, and it took me about a year to remember all of those numbers, and so I learned right then and there, it takes a while. And automotive parts, oh my gracious, there's so many different things.
And that's why I try to get people to understand, it's not an instantaneous thing. It takes time.
Here, Bernice. I got a letter from the Indian Reservation wanting money, and I don't think that's going to happen. So I give it to Bernice. And we're just sitting there watching the gun smoke. And they're about ready to blow a safe with some nitroglycerin.
Sounds like a good gun smoke. But, Tom, I am backing into my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Good to talk to you, and look forward to sitting down with you again if I'll talk to you before then. And, Miss Bernice, you have a good day. 7-3, y'all. Take care. KL4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
KL4HKX and 0TR. 73 is Patrick. Have a safe day.